JMI Wealth, Andrew Callagher, good morning.
Morning, Mike.
Actually, speaking of cars, Tourism Holdings, they're a good bounce-back story in the rentals and stuff, aren't they?
Oh, they are. Just quickly, Mike, Global Dairy Trade Auction overnight for all the hard-working farmer workers in the milking sheds out there. Steady as she goes on the Global Dairy Trade Auction overnight.
Good.
But, yeah, Tourism Holdings, it's company results and announcements that are keeping us on our toes at the moment, Mike. Now, I suppose, a quick recap. Last 3 weeks, the index has fallen just over 3%, so the result's not exactly firing up the exchange at the moment. There's still plenty of them going on. They had Steel and Tube and Mercury also announced yesterday. But, yeah, I want to talk about Tourism Holdings because it does contain nuggets of good news. Results for the first half year, and we've all been cheering the uninterrupted summer of tourism locally, which, touch wood, the tourists are back, and we haven't so far had any of the weather events on the scale that we had last year. Tourism Holdings, of course, not just exposed to the New Zealand market, it does have international reach now, and it looked to me like quite a solid result, but the market either was expecting it or expecting something better, or they've focused on maybe the outlook, because the share price actually closed down 7.6%, so not a great outcome. Net profit after tax is up 58%, so just under 40 million, but yes, they've got a big rental fleet these days, Mike, and it's performing pretty well, and the rental fleet has grown. They did comment in their outlook statement on the challenging market for vehicle sales. Now, this is important because THL has to, or Tourism Holdings has to sort of recycle capital, so it buys the motorhomes, rents them out, but then it has to sell them. If you can't sell them, you've got a bit of a problem because it needs to replenish the assets. So say that's looking potentially a little bit tricky over the next 12 months. In terms of outlook, they are looking at achieving net profit after tax of 75 million for the year, but are hoping to achieve net profit after tax of 100 million by the 26th financial year. Very pleasing in the detail to see evidence of the recovering New Zealand tourism market. Mm. When we look at that segment in particular, specifically, they go to deliver record earnings results there for that sector in FY24. So that is good.
Okay, but then not good in the puffer jacket department is Kathmandu.
No. Now, Kathmandu don't actually report until March, but released a trading update yesterday to tell us how they're going. Unfortunately, not a positive one. Group sales are now expected to be around 469 million. That's about 14.5% lower than last year, so that's a material fall. They're citing ongoing weakness in consumer sentiment. Wholesale customers are quiet, and the sales of rainwear, and as you say, the iconic Kathmandu puffer jacket are weak because it's been warm in Australia. Compared to the first half of last year, sales at Rip Curl, the Rip Curl stores are down 9%, but the Kathmandu stores, Mike, they're down 21.5%. So that's a lot. Their margins are hanging in there, and they exhibited reasonable cost control. Their operating costs are low, but in retail, if you haven't got the turnover, you have got problems. First half earnings will be 14 to 16 million, well down on last year. Share price opened yesterday in New Zealand, and it tanked over 20%. Very thin trading, but did recover on the day. Closed down 12.7% in New Zealand, but it's dual listed in Australia as well. And at the close there, down 9%. But so far in February, down 21%. So tough time for Kathmandu. I did hear anecdotally that MacPac may be doing a bit better. So People liking MacPac over Kathmandu at the moment.
All right. What Treasury have to say for themselves?
Yeah, very quickly, Mike, on this. Treasury, every fortnight, they release their fortnightly economic updates, a useful doc, good summary of activity. I'd recommend reading it. But I did note, though, it contains the following statement. So this is from Treasury member. They said, in an economy buffeted by big opposing forces, the downdraft from high interest rates appears to be dominating the updrafts coming from net migration and still strong employment and wage growth. So this is translating into easing inflation pressures. Now, I thought that was an interesting statement, given we're contemplating next week where the Reserve Bank will lift interest rates, when they're telling us that the downdraft from high interest rates is actually overcoming those other issues. I thought that was fascinating. I'll leave it at that.
Okay, numbers, please.
The Dow Jones is down 148 points as we speak, 38,479. The S&P 500 also weak, down 44 points, 0.88%, 4961, back under 5,000. The NASDAQ is down 1.6%, so having quite a weak session so far, 256 points, 15,518. The FTSE 100 overnight fell small, 0.12%, 7719. The Nikkei was down 0.28%, 38,363. Shanghai Composite gained 0.42%, 2922. The Aussies lost 6 points yesterday, just a small move, 7659. Unfortunately, the NZX 50 fell 82 points, 0.70%, at 11,571 the close. Kiwi dollar on the wholesale markets will buy you 0.6175 US, 0.9415 Aussie, 0.5710 euro, 0.4885 pounds, 92.54 Japanese yen. Gold, $2,027. Brent crude, $82.45.
Catch up tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.